Welcome to the Your Best Being podcast, where we talk all things self-development, wellness, spirituality, and healing, giving you tips, tools, and the inspiration to become the best version of yourself. Welcome, Sarah Brown. Sarah is an awesome person committed to improving not only her own life, but the lives of others within her community through her multiple endeavors. So she is a registered holistic nutritionist. Yes. She is a board certified Hella Work practitioner with the International Association of Structural Integrators and is the current president of the Canadian Hella Work Association. And for those of you wondering what Hella Work is, we're going to dive right into that in a moment. And she's also the founding member of the Good Place Collective. So, Sarah, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
And I'm so excited, too, because we're going to dive into the topic of Hella Work in just a little bit here. But just for the listeners, I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself. You originally grew up in England and then moved to Canada in 2004.
I did. Yeah, I was 16 when I moved here. I moved here with my mom. It was my mom that wanted to move to Canada. She was born in Canada but didn't really live here for really much of her life, but had always wanted to come back and move back to Canada. And so that's, you know, why I'm here. My mom's actually since moved back to England, but I love it here. So here I am.
Yay. Well, Canada's happy to have you. So you've always had an interest in nutrition and holistic wellness. What inspired you to go down that path?
You know, I wouldn't say it's a particularly new path. I was really lucky as a child in that my mother was always very willing to, you know, ask questions and try out alternative healing modalities. And so when I was probably about 10 or 11, I developed quite severe eczema. And I, you know, remember going to the doctor and you kind of get, you know, these prescription cortisone creams and things. And It was, you know, more damaging to my skin. And my mom saw that. And so she was recommended, you know, I go see a homeopathic doctor. And so I did, and basically, you know, healed my eczema problem with homeopathic remedies. And that homeopath also was able to tell me that I was iron deficient just by looking at me. Wow. So I think from a very young age, and in a lot of ways, I was exposed to different experiences of health, and it didn't always look like, you know, going to my family doctor and getting a prescription. Sometimes it did, but I was always very aware that there were other ways of healing. And so it's been a big part of my life. And, you know, often, you know, even when I found out I was iron deficient, you know, we went to the health food store, I didn't go to a pharmacy and things like that. And then of course, as I grew up and then had other, you know, health issues that we all struggle with, I often, you know, sought after those alternative modalities because I had had such great results at such a young age, and found, I always felt more cared for, to be honest, and more present when I was with, you know, an alternative healing practitioner, if I'm honest. Mm-hmm. I always felt that they had better training in how to be with people, quite frankly. Yeah. So
do you have eczema anymore, or did that completely dissipate after you?
I would say it's completely dissipated. I still have, wow. You know, I will occasionally, you know, maybe get like a very small outbreak, like during times of extreme stress, but it's rare for me now. Yeah. So yeah, I would say I'm definitely over that particular health concern. Yeah.
That's amazing. And actually we met through alternative healing through Hellkunst, which is another topic I think we could talk about at a later point. But that's how we met, just for everybody who's listening.
Absolutely.
Well, that's its own story, but we both took the same. Now, but also you had struggled with very bad, very, very bad debilitating migraines and headaches as well.
Yeah, I did. And that was a journey that you know, have spent the last kind of 25 years really dealing with. I started getting migraines at a very young age as well. And, you know, throughout my teens, especially, you know, they would come in waves. I would have, you know, a year or two where they were really bad. And I was, you know, often at the doctor, you know, playing around with different preventative and abortive medications. And that, you know, at that time as well, I tried things like massage and chiropractic and lots of different modalities. And there were periods where they weren't as bad. And, you know, when you're young too, with a chronic health condition like that, doctors will often, and even natural health practitioners will tell you, you know, that there's lots of things that can affect it, things like puberty and hormones, and you'll likely grow out of it. And so when you're young, you know, you tend to just kind of go through the motions of it and then, you know, just hope that it goes away. And so for me, it didn't go away. And when I was in my late teens, early 20s, I had severe migraines again and was on lots of medications without a lot of relief, not enough relief for the amount of medication I was on anyway. And was struggling and trying lots of different alternative health modalities. And I danced between the two, you know, sometimes I felt, you know, like the medical system was not really helping me and that they didn't care. And I felt frustrated and wanted to try and do it all naturally and with, you know, diet. And then there were other times where that didn't feel like it was working. And so I, you know, felt like I needed to put more faith and trust in my doctors. And, you know, I did lots of back and forth because you just, when you're dealing with something so chronic like that, you know, I felt, you know, quite, you know, helpless and frustrated. And, you know, people would always suggest different modalities and different things to try. And it was always a struggle to figure out, you know, is this really helping? Is it really worth it? And as you know, as well, you know, alternative healthcare, you know, you're paying for out of your own pocket. And so you want to make sure that it's valuable to you and that it's helping.
And one thing about headaches, you know, when people say, oh, headaches and migraines, coming from a place of somebody who has had my own issues, but not in that realm. But yesterday night, remember I was telling you, it was so amazing. Like I actually had, I never get migraines and I got a migraine and I felt like, oh my gosh, this is awful. Like headaches and migraines are a huge, I mean, when you don't struggle with them chronically, I'm sure it's easy to almost disregard, but my experience last night, I'm sharing this because it was a real reminder of actually just how debilitating they are. That must have been so frustrating and really challenging for you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And you know, the thing that often, and I, you know, we can get into this later as well, but is that what often people don't realize are the other effects of being in chronic pain or dealing with a chronic health condition. I think we tend to focus on, you know, like you're talking about the pain and that must be really challenging to deal with the pain and to deal with that pain all the time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the conversation becomes around the experience of the headache or the migraine itself. So the actual pain. But what people don't often think about or recognize if they're not experiencing it, and you might relate, you know, deal even just with your own challenges, Andrea, is the effects that type of thing chronically has on your, you know, your mood and your ability to think, you know, the emotional roller coaster, how it affects your social life. I mean, I, you know, that was a big one for me. I mean, I lost a lot of friends because people don't understand and they just think that it's often an excuse and they don't necessarily realize that actually, no, you're really suffering. And so, you know, it's all okay. And it was also, that was part of the struggle that often people don't necessarily think about or realize. And I mean, I was very, until I found telework that really helped me, I was very, very depressed. And you'll hear me say, you know, that telework gave me a lot of things and it gave me a lot of relief, but telework really saved my life because of that. You know, I think it's just important to talk about that and to recognize that these chronic health conditions that people deal with, it's not just about the health condition itself. It's how it completely disrupts your life in many different ways.
So your headaches propelled you to seek out alternative healing, in which case you then got into telework. So how did you discover, first of all, everybody's probably wondering, I never even heard of telework until I met you. We did some sessions, and for everybody out there, Sarah is an amazing telework practitioner, but I'll brag about you a little bit later. You can share your story. So what made you seek out higher work? Like what's that all? Tell us about that.
Well, it's funny because, you know, you say I'd never heard of Hello Work until I met you. And the truth is I always laugh because the only reason I went to a Hello Work practitioner was because I was so shocked that someone had found a modality that I had never heard of at the time. You know, I was very proactive in seeking out anything that could potentially help me. I was so desperate at that point. But about 10, 11 years ago now, my migraines were extremely bad. I was really suffering on lots of medications that didn't really work. And eventually my neurologist here in Kelowna hospitalized me. He basically just said, go to the hospital, we'll admit you, and we'll try and see if we can get you out of this cycle. Because I was in this cycle of having severe debilitating migraines almost every night that I would end up in the ER because I was having the worst headaches of my life. And so I ended up admitted in the hospital, you know, hooked up to an IV of I don't even know what. And you know, just feeling like really hopeless and struggling that that's kind of where I was at. And that was my life. And I was, you know, 20 years old. I mean, that's not a life at 20 years old. So it was, that's kind of was, I would say, like, you know, the worst point. And, you know, after being in the hospital for a while and taking some time off work, I went back to work. And my boss actually, she handed me this card for Hello Work, and the Hello Work practitioner at the time, and he still is here, Ross Short. I took his card, and I was really kind of grumpy about natural health modalities at this point because I had felt like I'd given so many people a chance and nothing was helping, and so I was even starting to feel a little hopeless about, you know, alternative healing modalities and how effective they really were, and so. Just feeling a bit cynical, I picked up the phone. And yeah, the only reason I called Ross was because I was so, like I say, shocked that someone, you know, gave me a card for a modality that I didn't know about that I thought, it's worth a shot. And I still remember the conversation when I picked up the phone and called him. Poor Ross. I mean, I grilled him and I was so cynical. And it was funny because he said to me on the phone, he said, you know, your headaches are probably coming somewhere from your feet. And I remember thinking, what is this quack talking about? I remember thinking, what a really strange thing to say. And I thought,
yeah, that really, I hear that. That's kind of
funny. You know, I thought, well, we'll give this weirdo a chance. I mean, that was really my perspective at the time. And I laugh about it now, but you know, so, and actually the day that the first appointment I had with Russ, I had a migraine coming on. And so I called my mom and I said, you know, would you drive me to this appointment? I really want to go, but you know, I'm not feeling well. I don't feel like I can drive. So she drove me there, dropped me off. I spent 90 minutes with Ross, and I went from having, you know, the beginnings of a migraine to being completely pain-free after 90 minutes. And I think, you know, I just was so surprised that I had felt such a difference in such a short space of time that I decided to continue. So Hello Work is actually a series of sessions. It's a series of 11 sessions. So I made the decision to sign up and with him and to do those sessions. And I did every session, I think every other week at the time, and just had incredibly, incredibly positive results.
And so Hello Work is body work. So he did body work on you for a period of time. Now have your headaches. Do you like, how does that work? Do you need to continuously, like, do you see him every so often to keep up with that? How are your headaches now?
I probably get, during times of stress, my headaches and my migraines worsen. And so that's what I, you know, big thing with things like that is understanding what your triggers are. So for me, stress is a big one. And so they do still pop up once in a while, but you know, I sometimes can go 6-12 months without a migraine now. So, it's, you know, I'm not going to say I've never had a migraine since I did Hello Work, cause that wouldn't be correct. But you know, I was going from having them, you know, daily or at least 4 times a week to, you know, once every 6 months, that's pretty big success for me.
That is a very big success. And he works on, so with Heller Work, can you dive a little bit deeper into Heller Work, what it is? You had mentioned that you were thinking about putting out your own series, The Heller What?
just trying to get it out there and to talk to people about it. Yeah, so Heller Work, you know, it's so interesting because there's so many different ways to describe what Hello Work is. Mm-hmm. And what Hello Work is really an increased awareness of our patterning. And I can explain that a little bit more later, but the three main components that make up Hello Work as a modality are, as you already talked about, Andrea, deep connective tissue body work, movement education, and then what we call somatic dialogue. So it's a very it's like a three-pronged approach to wellness, if you will. So the deep connective tissue body work is, yeah, the hands-on component of the work where, you know, we as the practitioners are facilitating getting into the fascia, that connective tissue in the body and helping to release parts of it that are, rigid or tense, to allow, that to release and allow more kind of range of motion and freedom of movement in the physical body. And the movement education piece comes from, this is like the big awareness patterning that I talk about. The movement education piece is about helping people to become more aware of and understand how it is that they are choosing to move in the world outside of the Hello Work session. So I liken that to, we can go for a massage, and I love massage. I'm a huge advocate of massage. And you can go and you can have your, you can feel super relaxed after 60 or 90 minutes. And then if you're going out into the world and you're still sitting at your desk hunched over and you're still, walking around with, certain tense patterns that you have lived your entire life, those tensions that you originally booked the massage for, they're going to come back.
Yeah.
So it's about giving people an opportunity to move through the world physically with less pain and tension and more ease and freedom and fluidity. And you can't do that unless you do the work and become aware of those patterns that you have. And then the somatic dialogue piece is actually also a lot about that awareness patterning. It's about understanding how we mentally and emotionally are also in the world. Because we all have very strong beliefs and belief systems and opinions. And none of them are wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But they do influence how we are in the world. And they actually do influence our fascia, our physical connective tissue. And a good way to think about that is we all have a friend who is very outgoing. And we all have a friend who is maybe more introverted, maybe even a little bit shy, right?
Right.
And if you think about those two people, they don't physically move the same. Because their experiences of the world are different. Does that make sense?
You are so, I'm actually picturing, I know exactly, yeah.
So, yeah. I love telling my clients, you come into the office and you're perfect the way that you are. None of this is about, telling people that they're wrong. It's just about offering people another opportunity to, live a life with a little bit more ease and fluidity. I think we all want that. So that's why I think Hello Work is so powerful, is because it really looks at the body and the system in a really three-pronged approach. And that's where the fun is for me. I mean, most people that come into my office are dealing with some type of pain. Like most people have an injury or some type of pain, and it varies in levels of severity. And yet for me, the fascination is not necessarily about correcting people's pain. It's about just getting to know people and getting to know people's patterns emotionally as well as physically, and just playing and having an opportunity to see could we try it this way? And what does that feel like? And is it better? Is there less pain? Do you feel more ease? And it's about just kind of, getting into people's systems, if you will, and looking at just creating that awareness. When people gain awareness, it's an incredible process to watch.
Yeah, I did several sessions with you, and I'm not just saying this because No, but you really are an amazing practitioner in so many ways, because like you said, I mean, we're going in for body work, but yet it's so much more than that. And you're very present. Like, the whole session is about being present. It's about being super mindful in your body, very aware. Mm-hmm. And you're with your client every moment, every, I guess, step of the way. It very much is an experience. I'm going to make sure that I link all of your info and your website so that people can dive even deeper, because I mean, we are really just, I mean, we're going deep, but it's at the same time, we're just touching the surface in many ways as well. Right.
Yep.
So, and then, so do you have, like, what are your thoughts about Heller work and how it can help eating disorders? Just because I have a personal, my personal journey was with disordered eating, and I know a lot of listeners come to this podcast and you know, they connect because they might be struggling with food, issues with food, eating disorders. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I do. Yeah. It's, eating disordered behavior, and you and I have talked about this, is a dissociative type of behavior.
Yeah.
And the way to help that and to get out of that dissociative state is to be as present as you can be in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so Heller work, that again, you know, we're talking about awareness. We're also just talking about presence, about, can we help to, you know, use the breath and use presence to just feel without judgment. I think that's a big thing. We love to, as humans, we love to judge everything, and not just external things, but we innately judge ourselves too, probably the most.
Yeah.
And so we tend to not necessarily want to be present, because we're going to kind of judge everything. We're going to judge how we're feeling, and we're going to judge a sensation as bad, versus just being with a sensation or being with an emotion. And I think I'm definitely not an expert on disordered eating. However, I think a lot of it is that dissociative behavior comes from not truly wanting to be present with emotion. And the way that you can do that is to be present in the system, use the breath, and to just feel. It should be one of the easiest things and the simplest things, yet it's one of the hardest for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that judgment. You know, we sit and we be with ourselves, and we might feel, you know, like maybe we feel, you know, pain in our knee, but that's even calling it pain is a judgment, because we kind of go, oh, my knee hurts, my knee's in pain. And so we try and do things to avoid that pain, versus maybe just sitting with that sensation and recognizing it as a sensation. And it might be a really strong sensation, and just using the breath and just allowing ourselves to feel so that we can move through that. And the same is true with emotion. I think we tend to want to hide from and avoid and dissociate from emotions, especially those emotions that we deem as negative or bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like fear, anger, sadness.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to lean more into the positive emotions, you know, like joy or excitement, for example. But those emotions are like grief. You know, we tend to just find ways to avoid them. And the truth is that avoiding, all you're doing is delaying the inevitable, because the only way to actually process them is to be present and to feel them and to allow them to integrate and move through the system. So I think with a lot of these things, you know, with eating disorders, it's about, you know, making the choice to maybe just be present with what the feeling is that is then propelling the activity of disordered eating, whatever that might look like for a person. Does that make sense?
It totally does, because, I mean, that was a large part of my healing journey and learning how to feel.
Yeah.
And learning how to be, like, understanding that feeling is still safe, you know, and it's okay.
Yeah.
That was a large part of it. There's a major release when you go into your body. And another thing that I want to bring up, which I know you understand, is how we store emotions in different parts of our body. So when you're working with with our bodies, doing your hella work. That can you explain to us a little bit more? I mean, you have the better language. I mean, you're the hella work. So I'll let you speak to that, how we store emotions in our body, different parts of our body.
Well, again, you know, fascia is a really big buzzword right now. And hella work practitioners and structural integrators have been talking about fascia for decades, and it's not new to them. And it's become new in our modern world in the last few years. And it's even, you know, been called an organ in itself. Mm-hmm. But fascia doesn't, it reacts to experience. So when you fall and you trip and you maybe land on your knee and you create trauma within that joint, the fascia reacts to protect the joint. The fascia also reacts when you have an emotional experience. Mm-hmm. So fascia will store and hold emotions in order to protect you. So if you are, having a bodywork session, it happens often in my hella work practice. You know, you find, you know, certain areas of that connective tissue that's really sticky and rigid. And, you know, you and the client work together to, you know, use breath and awareness and obviously, you know, my hands to help release that tension and open that up. And it can often also release emotion and all types of emotion, not just negative ones or ones that we deem negative. You know, I've had people laugh out loud. I've had people, you know, cry, feel irritated. There's lots of things that get released. And the really important thing that I want to say about that as well is that it's also not about the story. Everybody has a story, mm-hmm. but often what happens when that type of reaction happens is clients want to know like why it's happening. And sometimes they genuinely don't know. Sometimes they do know, but they just might not have the awareness around it. But I think the truth is, it just is. It's again, coming back to that being present, and it's just, again, being like, oh, I feel really irritated. It's weird, you know, like, and just being like, oh, and just feel, and I would just say, okay, so feel irritated. Because that's the only thing that you can do. My belief, and this is not a hella work fact or a fascia fact, but my belief is that we spend a lot of time trying to connect story to emotion and how we feel, rather than just feeling them and letting them be processed and then filter out of the system. And I think, so that's why my reaction was like, okay, so just be irritated, or okay, let's just laugh, or whatever. Because likely that was trapped there. And again, this is just my belief, because you weren't necessarily ready to feel it at the time, because maybe it wasn't safe, or maybe it wasn't appropriate. And so the fascia kind of held it there until you were ready to process it. And so then when we kind of get into it, it kind of comes up and you just let it flow. And I think, you know, we, as people in the world, we're not great at just letting things flow. We love to control things, and we love to control emotions and sensations. The truth is though, you just can't. We're human beings. We're just meant to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's,
and one thing I want to mention I found with working with you that I find to be really important, and you brought it up before with your headaches and how you were getting frustrated. You'd go and see a doctor and you felt like they didn't really care. You weren't in when I say safe space, I mean a space where you feel heard.
Yeah.
You know, where you feel cared about truly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do want to say that I really appreciated our sessions and the space that you created, the space that you have, and that energy, that feeling of being like a safe place. And speaking of that, you're one of the founders of the Good Place Collective. Can you explain a little bit more about the collective, what you've created there, the intention behind it? And again, just that creation of that safe space.
Absolutely. So I, being a hella work practitioner and trying to build a business as a sole proprietor and as a practitioner, it's challenging. And it sometimes can be a little bit lonely because it's just you and your client, and you know, you have to, there's a certain loneliness that comes with being a practitioner, I think, sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I've also worked, I also work at a health food store here in town, and I have worked there for many years and met many, many practitioners in Kelowna. And so, you know, checking in with them, how's the practice going? How's this? How's that? And, you know, you hear great things, and practitioners are very successful in this town. And you also hear a lot of, well, you know, it's okay. It ebbs and flows. And, you know, sometimes I don't know if I want to do it, you know, because I'm feeling a bit lonely and I wish I had more support doing this, or, you know, I wish I had more people to work with, and I miss being in an environment around other people. And so I met one of my wonderful partners and wonderful friends, Lindsay Cousy, who had moved here to Kelowna a couple of years ago from Revelstoke, where she had a very successful spa. She's an esthetician, and so she brought her spa to Kelowna, Diva Dende Spa, and she opened it and has been very successful here in Kelowna as well. And so we would meet up and just talk about, you know, that sole proprietorship and business and, you know, being alone and trying to expand when it's just you. And it's, and especially when your business is you with the clients, and you know, if you have a full-time business, like in the case of Lindsay, you know, you're up all hours of the night just trying to do the day-to-day business tasks, let alone the actual practice of what it is that you're trying to offer your clients. Mm-hmm. And so we would often have conversations about that, you know, like, how could we make it easier for people? How could we make it more fun and more collaborative? And so we continued to talk about that. She was also having this conversation with our third partner, Tammy Smith, who is someone that she's known from Revelstoke for many years. And the three of us got together, I guess it was last August, and decided, like, okay, like, let's do this. Let's brainstorm these ideas and come up with a solution to what we consider, you know, some challenges being a health and wellness practitioner. Yeah. And being a sole proprietor. And so we have founded and created the Good Place Collective, which is a membership-based collective where health and wellness practitioners can come together and have a place where they can feel included and have a place to collaborate with other practitioners and have their own businesses and be successful as individuals, but by being uplifted and inspired by others. And we are currently kind of still in our research and development phase in terms of looking for a space where we're looking for a space where those practitioners could then have a space to come and yeah. rent space to see their clients, and or even rent like workshop or presentation space where they could also potentially teach or showcase their work. And, you know, we're still kind of in the phase of finding that perfect space, but we're getting closer. We've looked at a lot of spaces, and, of course the current time has slowed things down for us a little bit at the moment, but we are actively building this, and we're so, so excited. I'm so inspired by other practitioners when I chat to them about what it is that we're doing and what it is that, you know, we're all trying to build as individuals. And I get so many ideas every time I talk to people. So yeah, that's the Good Place Collective. You know, we're just trying to bring us all together and say, you know what, we're not, because the truth is we're not in competition with each other. We're here to grow together. You know, we're here to say to people, you know, that westernized medicine is not the only option, and that there are many, many alternatives to health. And there is a place for Western medicine. And I am a huge yeah. fan. And I mean, what they do, you know, in terms of, you know, saving people in emergency situations and things like that, it's amazing. And I absolutely think there's a place for it. And I also think that they could be a lot more successful in their endeavors if people had these other practitioners that they could reach out to for the day-to-day 100%. Concerns that they have, right? So
totally. I am so with you there, 150%, because for me personally, with my healing journey from bulimia, I had to seek out other modalities away from you know, just the clinical, yeah. not to say that there's not a place for that, but so thank you.
No, there is. And I think the future is an integrative healthcare. It's not about one or the other. It's about, you know, how do we work together and how do we use this when it's appropriate and that when it's appropriate. And
yes, everybody's different. Not there's right. Like we're all different experiences absolutely. Are needed. Different approaches.
It's true. And I mean, even me with Hello Work, I don't believe that, you know, Hello Work is for everybody. I really don't. In the same way that I don't believe that all modalities are, you know, for every single person. And I think that's what makes the collective a really great space and a really good opportunity as well, is for us to all have a really solid foundation and network of people so that if we can't help someone, we probably know somebody that can.
So I'm a part of the collective and it is so far awesome. I mean, it's just come together and I'm loving everything that it's about. And so thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And thanks, Lindsay and Tammy. I mean, I'm really excited to be a part of this amazing group. And I'm really excited to watch everything as it unfolds.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being a part of it. We're so happy to have you.
Okay. Well, now we're going to switch gears a bit. What is something that not many people know about you that you would like to share?
Let's do it. Do you want something interesting or something fun?
It doesn't matter. Just kind of like anything that's speaking to you right now to share.
You know, a lot of people that know me, but, you know, might not know a lot about my past is I actually have a diploma in acting. And I went to acting school right after high school. Yeah. It's so cool. It's one of those fun things that, you know, when people find out, they're like, really? They seem quite surprised, you know, but the reason I bring it up too, is because I think about it a lot and I think about, you know, how different, you know, that type of lifestyle is or was compared to where I am now. And yet, you know, I learned way more about people and being curious about people and the world than I ever did about acting. Not to say that I wasn't in a brilliant acting program, but I was just, you know, that experience and being so young, it really just opened up my eyes to, you know, because really acting is just, again, about studying people and studying people's patterning. And so, you know, in a way, it's not that far off, you know, where I ended up. And so I just think it's kind of an interesting, because people think it's so out there compared to the work that I do now. And in truth, it's got me where I am now.
I love that. And I love how, I don't want to say random, but that is a really cool, I mean, I really love that question because it's such a cool question to ask. You just never really know what you're going to get. Yeah. And finally, Sarah, who are two other people that you would like to nominate to be interviewed and why on the Your Best Being podcast?
Yeah, there's so many people. And I've thought about this question a lot because there's so many people that I could nominate. And I just have to nominate my two wonderful business partners for multiple different reasons. One, you know, because I just think what they're doing is amazing. And I think that they are really interesting. You know, Lindsay, I already talked about her a little bit. She owns a spa in town, but she is like a business wizard. She is so tuned in to, you know, how to be successful as a sole proprietor and a practitioner that I just feel so honored that she's on my team with the collective, but also, you know, that she has so much good to share. And she's one of the most positive, hardworking people I've ever met. And
she is positive and she is amazing. I can't wait to see her.
Yeah. And of course, Tammy too, you know, Tammy, I haven't known that long. And again, I feel like I've known her my whole life. She does some amazing things. She's a hypnotherapist and does many, you know, other things. And it's really helping women especially tune into their intuition, which I think is really, really cool that she's doing that. Because I think, you know, again, it's just that awareness and helping people recognize that they have so much power within themselves that they don't even know that it's there. And she has an incredible personal story too. And I just think she would be so interesting. So that's my choice.
Love it. I can't wait. Thank you so much for your time, your insights, your wisdom, and your beautiful energy as always.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Have a great day, everybody. I'm going to link all your info within the post, so that way people can connect with you. They can ask you questions if they would like to join the collective. questions about Hello Work. Yeah.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much. It's been really fun. I've had a lot of fun. Thanks, Andrea. This was the best.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Your Best Being podcast. Make sure to visit yourbestbeing.com and subscribe for free self-development resources and updates.